The Turrbal people traveled these lands and waterways for thousands of years. They understood how to find their way across great distances. They did so using living landmarks, which they treasure in sacred memory. Our own Catholic faith is much the same, because just like this gray southern land, the landscape of our spiritual journey has cliffs, rivers, deserts, and valleys. We must learn how to navigate them by a living landmark too, a landmark of grace. So what can we count on to guide us? What is our living landmark? God's Word. What King David wrote 3,000 years ago is still true. God's Word is a lamp for our feet and a light for our path. It was true for him in ancient times. It is still true for us in our modern day Australia. It will always be true because our landmark of grace, the Word of God, is active and alive. For me, whenever I open the Gospels, whenever I prepare the homilies, even the same passages, I always encounter something new. It is something our Catholic faith has professed for centuries. The Word of God that we read from Scripture, the Word of God uttered to create the universe, the same Word became a man and lived with us. He taught us the landmarks. He died for us and rose again to show us the way. Scripture, the sacraments, the lives of the saints, the teaching of the church, these are all gifts from the living landmarks of Christ. A landmark of love, a landmark of mercy. He does not change in the seasons. He does not disappear in bad weather. God's Word will be with us always. How many of us have Bibles in our house that we do not open? Friends, open it up. Read His words. Give yourself time to follow the way.